This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to In the News with me, Anvita Bansal. Today is February 14, 2020, and I'll be bringing you all the latest updates from India and around the world. But before that, a small note on our Money Control app. You can get easier access to key tools on the Money Control app. In case you do not have it, please download the app now. It's been a year since the deadly Pulwama attack, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the nation in paying tribute to the 40 CRPF personnel who were martyred. He said that India will never forget their martyrdom. Ministers Rajnath Singh, Smriti Irani, Hardeep Puri and Aam Aadmi Party chief Arvind Kejriwal were among those who remembered the jawans who were killed when a convoy of vehicles carrying them was attacked on February 14, 2019. The Prime Minister said that the slain security personnel were exceptional individuals who devoted their lives to serving and protecting the nation. In a tweet, he said, and I quote, "Tributes to the brave martyrs who lost their lives in the gruesome Pulwama attack last year. They were exceptional individuals who devoted their lives to serving and protecting our nation. India will never forget their martyrdom. Indeed, a salute to our jawans and all those who served the nation to protect us." Well, now moving on to our top stories for the day. My colleague Shraddha will give you all the latest updates on coronavirus. And we'll also discuss how 85,000 Indians have got Canadian citizenship. The Department of Telecommunications have ordered telcos to pay adjusted gross revenue dues by February 14th midnight. The Department of Telecommunications have ordered telcos to clear their dues by Friday midnight. To give us latest updates on this story, I have with me Prince Thomas. Hi, Prince. Thank you for joining in.
Hi, Anita.
Prince, what is the latest update on this?
Yeah, so this has been a quick update that we've got just now, that the government has asked the telecom companies to pay up.
Right.
And the interesting part is that they've been given only about less than 6 hours to pay up about 90,000 crore rupees. So this is quite a surprise move from the communications, from the telecommunications department.
Yeah.
And it's natural because it got quite a rap from Supreme Court earlier in the day. The Supreme Court ordered the telecommunication companies, including Vodafone Idea and Airtel, to clear the dues and really slammed them for not paying the dues till now, which the court had asked them.
Right.
And then the Apex Court also came down heavily on the department because it looked as if the department was giving the company some leeway in the terms of payment and basically not following what the court had said.
Right.
Supreme Court slamming the companies, and now with the department saying that you have to pay up by tonight. I think that's quite a tall order. We'll have to really see how the companies are going to manage that.
Right, Prince. How big is this amount for the government?
It is important because, like we've seen in the budget, and a lot of importance and focus has been on the fiscal deficit. And there has been talk about how the government can raise money, because we've seen that the budget allocation in each of the sectors hasn't gone up much higher compared to last year. And the concern has been from where does the money, government raise money.
Right.
Divestment is one option, but all the divestment options don't really go as planned. So what are the other avenues? And we're talking about 90,000 crore, which is big enough money to make a difference for the government. So if the government is able to get this money from the companies, it will be really a push for the government for this.
Right. We'll only have to wait and watch how the companies pay such a huge amount in 6 hours.
That's right. Less than six
hours. Thank you so much, Prince, for all those details.
Welcome, Anita.
Well, with coronavirus scare amplifying by the day, and a third Indian may have been tested positive in a Japanese ship, I have my colleague Shraddha Sharma giving us more updates on the same. Hi, Shraddha. Thank you so much for joining in.
Hi, Anvita.
Shraddha, can you please give our listeners more updates on the coronavirus scare?
So, yes, we have the updated numbers in terms of infected people globally. And that has now reached 64,000.
All right.
So, this has actually escalated faster than we thought. And in terms of economic loss, we are seeing airlines loss that the UN agency says could also mean around $5 billion. In terms of losses that airlines will bear. We are seeing that China virus death toll is around 1400. But of course, there are questions around the lack of transparency from the country. So we will have to see that. US is saying that it's ready to help North Korea to combat virus. But North Korea has yet to report a case of the new virus. But US has said that before there are any confirmed cases. From North Korea. We have one news coming up from WHO that media reports are suggesting that WHO has said that they might have a vaccine for COVID-19 in around 18 months. But that is the least time. Yeah, that's
still a long time though.
Yes, but that is because by the time they reach human trial, it takes time and it is approved by the required agencies.
Right.
So that's why a minimum of 18 months is what they have said. In terms of something that might not be a good news is that we are seeing a sharp increase in the numbers. You remember last week we started saying, and the markets also started reacting in a way which gave a positive cue globally. But suddenly, when they were expecting the numbers to fall, the numbers went up and there were deaths outside China that were recorded. Now we are hearing from China that 6 health workers have died from the virus and over 1700 health workers have been infected by the virus itself. So there were health volunteers who are now usually impacted. So there are patients, but health workers and volunteers as well who are affected. We spoke about 2 confirmed cases in Kolkata. Now there are 74 people in Odisha who are under observation for coronavirus. So a lot of monitoring is going on. But since we only have currently, we don't have a lot of labs to send the samples at, the reports are not coming as fast as one expected to come. So we have numbers awaited for those. In terms of SARS epidemic that happened in 2002-2003, these numbers have actually crossed, which has actually raised a lot of anxiety and fear. Because there was Lunar New Year in China that was extended, so there was an extended holiday for the Chinese people. But now we are seeing this doesn't seem to be containing itself right now. So we might, but also because there is a travel ban, Australian universities are reporting that most of the Chinese students might drop out because of the travel ban. And, you know, airlines like Delta and other airlines from the US as well had put a complete ban on China travel.
Right.
So this is the latest.
As we talk about travel, we also came to know that about 85,000 Indians have got Canadian citizenship. This looks like a bigger number compared to last year, isn't it?
Yes. So if we talk about permanent resident, let me just give you a little bit of background that it is a 6.2% rise in 2019 if we compare it. So around 85,500 Indians have got a PR in Canada. PR is someone who has been given a PR status by immigrating to Canada, but is not a Canadian citizen.
Right.
So it's a permanent residency that they get. It's kind of a green card. But more than 85,500 people we are talking, it's actually 1 in every 4 foreigners receiving the PR status in Canada. And according to reports, we have 3.41 lakh individuals who were given the PR status in 2019 and exceeding the Canada's immigration target by some, you know, 10,000. Of this, 25.1% were from India.
Okay.
And that makes up to the figure that we spoke about, over 85,000. Just to give a little more detail on what permanent resident will be offered, the official website of the Government of Canada says that a permanent resident is someone who has been given that status by immigrating but is not a citizen. But the permanent residents are citizens of other countries. Like the Indian citizens will remain Indian citizens.
Right.
But they will receive the PR status in Canada. A person in Canada temporarily, like a student or a foreign worker, is not a permanent resident. But you know, refugees who are resettled from overseas become PRs through government. There are assistant refugee programs or the private sponsorship of refugee programs. So all of these people who have moved their base to a different country gets permanent residency.
Right. But Shraddha, what is the use of a permanent resident card?
So Anvita, basically the PR card can be used to show that the card holders have permanent resident status in Canada.
Right.
So if they travel outside Canada, they will need to show this card and passport when they come back on a commercial vehicle, like an airplane, boat, train, bus. So however they are traveling, they need to provide that. And PRs traveling outside Canada who do not have a valid PR card or who are not carrying it need to apply for a permanent resident travel. It's a document that they need to have before returning to Canada by any of these airlines or commercial vehicles.
Right. Shraddha, what privileges do permanent residents get?
So Anvita, basically as a permanent resident, the individual has the right to get most of the social benefits from the Canadian government's government, and basically the citizens receive most of these benefits. So the PR also are entitled to that. That includes healthcare coverage, live, work or study anywhere in Canada, apply for a Canadian citizenship and protection under the Canadian law and the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedom. So you have basically all the rights that the citizens also enjoy. They must pay taxes and respect all Canadian laws at the federal, provincial and the municipal levels.
Right.
So this is their responsibility as well.
One last question, Shraddha. Statistically speaking, do you think 2019 was one last question, Shraddha. You said the number was higher in Indians receiving PR status. Statistically, how much was it higher as compared to the previous years?
Alright, so the number of Indians getting the PR status showed a rise of some 6.2% in 2019 and 3.21 lakh admitted in 2018. So compared to that, it was over 6% rise. Of this 3.41 lakh individuals who were granted PR during 2019, 58% were admitted under the economic class. 27% arrived through family sponsorship, and the remaining 15% were refugees who were granted a PR as per the media reports. They continued to top the chart of source countries based on citizenship opting for PR status, which actually showed a rise of over 22% when we compare it to 2018. So the number of PR seekers not only includes those migrating directly from India, but also H-1B visa holders in the US or who, you know, decided to get PR in Canada as well because of the challenges relating to renewals and waiting for green cards and all of that. So if, you know, US isn't easy for some of the Indian citizens, they would rather move to Canada and apply for a PR.
Sounds like a better alternative to study or work abroad. Thank you so much, Shraddha, for all those insights.
Thank you, Anvita.
Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of In the News. In case if you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until then, this is your host, Anvita, signing off. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Have an amazing weekend and wishing y'all a very happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for listening.